Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
This is going to require you to be a little honest.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
We want to know, what was the creepy crush moment?
Because you lose your mind a little bit when you have a crush on someone and you do some really, unfortunately, creepy stuff.
Renee from Seminole, go ahead, be creepy. What did you do with your crush?
I would stalk his work schedule and make sure I worked with him every time he did. Mm-hmm.
At any point when you were stalking the work schedule, were you like, this is extra, but you did it anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. I feel like you realize when you're being insane, but it doesn't stop you.
Yeah.
So what would happen when you would work with him? Would you, you know, cuddle up to him, or would you be like, hey, Tommy, how are you?
He'd be like, we work together a lot. And I'm like, yeah, it's really weird.
Weird. That's so crazy how that happens.
It's destiny.
Love me.
Sounds like something I would say.
Yes.
Renee, thank you for your phone call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Laura from Clearwater, what was your creepy crush moment?
Well, I have a medium to large obsession with Michael Strahan for the past 4 to 5 years. Had some sexy time dreams about him, a handful.
Okay.
And my friend posted that he was at International Mall one day, and I flew over the Courtney Campbell in about 15 minutes and creeped on him at the mall while he was eating with his girlfriend and a bunch of other ladies.
Oh,
that's, I feel like that's different.
I mean, that's a whole new level because you don't know him at all.
Are you not going to get to know him?
Now, did you actually?
No, he's super creeped out by me. But he did take a picture with me, and even though he didn't want to.
Oh!
Okay, so what did his girlfriend say while she was there?
Nothing. She was just hanging out with her Labradoodle. She was not, probably happened to her all the time, but I was like creeping at the bar, and then when he got up to leave, I asked for a picture. He's like, I can't. But he was not having it.
Laura, does Michael Strahan have a restraining order against you?
Not yet.
Oh! Girl, you better knock it off.
Yeah, you better watch them dreams, girls.
Thank you, Laura. We love you. Please don't hurt us.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. You hear that laugh, Holly?
Is she off the phone?
She said.
That was horrifying. That's not right. Okay, bye.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's go back to normal. Danielle from Tampa, what was your creepy crush moment?
Okay, so in high school, my husband didn't have any social media or anything, and I used to post all the time that we were in a relationship, and, you know, I was, like, all into it, and he had no clue.
Wait.
We definitely were not dating.
Yo, you were not dating, but you're like, that's my boo. That's my bae. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what? I actually like that because I feel like that's the law of attraction. Like, you're putting it out to the universe.
I mean, kind of.
I'm going to start doing that now. I'm going to start saying.
It was so funny. So I don't even think he knows about it to this day.
Oh, well, maybe that would be a fun thing to bring up one night. Or maybe not. I don't know. Keep it to yourself.